Wayne Rooney scored twice to lead Manchester United to a comfortable 2-0 victory over Sunderland at Old Trafford. The captain started as striker and broke the deadlock in the 66th minute after scoring a penalty in controversial circumstances. John O'Shea, who tackled Radamel Falcao, escaped punishment when the referee sent off Wes Brown instead, despite protests from the visitors. The 3 points for Manchester United pushed them up to third in the table with 50 points. Arsenal, in fourth, play Everton tomorrow. In the North East, Papiz Cisse scored his 11th goal of the season to give Newcastle manager John Carver his first home win and leave Aston Villa in the bottom three. It means Tim Sherwood's team have lost their last 7 league fixtures. Sherwood took charge on the 14th of February, but has not collected a point from his 2 matches in charge. Peter Crouch made an instant impact to give Stoke victory over Hull. Second-half substitute Crouch had only been on the pitch for a minute when he nodded home Charlie Adams' deep cross for his 4th goal in as many games. Stoke's victory was soured by a calf injury to Stephen Ireland, which manager Mark Hughes said needed between 12 and 15 stitches and will keep him out for a long time. Hull, who have won just 1 of their last 13 away games, managed 1 shot. West Brom took another big step towards Premier League survival as Sadio Berahino's strike proved enough to beat Champions League-chasing Southampton. Berahino scored after just 71 seconds at the Hawthorns when he rifled in from Maya Yoshida's headed clearance. Swansea moved up to 8th in the Premier League table after a narrow victory over struggling Burnley. And in the game's early kick-off at Upton Park, pressure is mounting on Sam Allardyce after Palace won 3-1, which saw West Ham booed off by their own fans.